Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Thursday, September 29. I am your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, Prime Minister Skerrett advises all employees to return to work today in wake of Tropical Storm Matthew. Trinidad and Tobago's deadline for passing U.S. tax legislation looms as politicians continue to play games. And at least three people reportedly killed and 100-plus injured in Hoboken and New Jersey train station crash. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
VAT attack. VAT attack. VAT attack! It's VAT attack only at Courts! Tuesday 27 till Thursday 29 September. We'll pay your VAT on selected purchases at Courts and Courts Optical. Offer valid on selected items and on for a limited time. Buy cash or credit and let Courts attack the VAT. 3 days only. Tuesday 27 till Thursday 29 September.
I need a fast cash to get me started because I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started. Cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Speaking on Q95's Hot Seat show today, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett advised that Dominica is no longer on watch for Tropical Storm Matthew and that clearing work has already started.
Tropical Storm watch for Dominica has been discontinued. But you would have realized that the country received a tremendous amount of rain and wind yesterday. And of course, we are still suffering from the effects of Tropical Storm Erica. And we have seen fallen trees and some slides, some edge failures, but no major damage has been reported thus far. But that notwithstanding, you know, we have to be cautious and careful as we go about our daily activities. And we have taken the precaution of asking our children to remain home, not only today but also tomorrow, to allow for greater assessment to be done by the Ministry of Public Works officials. To ensure that that there is no compromising of any of our roadways across the country. With the high level of saturation, there's always a possibility of some landslides and erosion taking place. And therefore, we have to be very cautious. Also, you know, we do not know what has taken place in the mountains of Dominica, whether they have fallen trees and whether there has been a creation of basins or water catchment areas that could have the possibility of creating flooding downstream.
The Prime Minister stressed that safety is a major concern for government and as such announced that schools will reopen on Monday, 3rd October. However, all employees are expected to report to work today.
So we have to be extremely careful and cautious as we go along with the duties today and, of course, tomorrow. While the rain has subsided, there are parts of the country where we are still having rain. And so we are monitoring. The ODM has been monitoring for the last several days and providing the government updates. So as we get the updates, we'll certainly pass that information to the general public. In the means of informing them, but also educating them on some of the things they should pay attention to in order to facilitate their decision making. We have given the all clear to start the clearing of the fallen trees and some of the mudslides that have been reported. So that has started, and it will continue during the course of the morning until everything is addressed. But again, based on the advice coming from the ODM and from the Met Office, they're asking all of us in the country to go about our daily duties with caution and care.
LIAT says it has resumed all normal scheduled flight operations today, subject to the reopening of airports as planned. LIAT advises passengers to continue monitoring official Met offices, disaster preparedness organizations, radio stations, and LIAT.com for further updates as it continues to monitor the passage of Tropical Storm Matthew through its network. Customers affected by disruptions who wish to rebook for a later date will be allowed to do so without fee changes or fare differences for a period of 2 weeks from the date of their original scheduled travel. Leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton, is encouraging Dominicans to remain vigilant and cautious despite the minimal damage caused by the passage of Matthew. Linton says after official damage assessment, more informed decisions will be made by the different agencies that are charged to carry out cleanup campaigns and, in some cases, reconstruction works.
But we got a significant amount of water yesterday and some strong winds which would have affected crops, agriculture in the rural communities, I'm sure. So the damage assessment is still to be done in that regard. But storms have a way of dislocating our lives, just disrupting the flow of things. And you heard Adina Bellot-Valentine there on the work that Dominic is doing to try to restore power to those areas that have lost it. And of course, that's always a big challenge where you have trees falling, you have landslides, you have parts of the country that are more difficult than others to access and so on. And similar challenges for the telephone company and the water company and those utilities that enable our lives and make life so much easier. All of a sudden, the storm and the bad weather, disruptions to those services making our lives miserable and uncomfortable in some cases. And we are thankful, Matt, that this was not as bad as it could have been. And this morning, lots of Dominicans are picking up the pieces. We empathize with them. A lot of Dominicans involved in cleaning up and putting things back to normal. The storm is west of us now, moving further and further away, but still we expect to have some showers, some heavy showers, and especially some rough seas, particularly on the east coast of the island. I saw some waters climbing over the wall at the seawall at Marigot there yesterday in Melville Hall area. Frightening, just, you know, I mean, and vehicles having to go through that and so on. But
meanwhile, the UWP leader is expressing thanks to all teams that were activated to keep the country updated on activities that were unfolding through the passage of the storm. He also acknowledged the importance of the media in such times of adversity in informing and comforting the citizens of the country. The UWP leader went on to encourage personnel in the other affected islands in the Caribbean and shared a message of hope and resilience.
But I really stopped by to thank the people of Dominica, who in these circumstances have a special responsibility to keep us informed, to provide information that we can make sound decisions on, and those who have a responsibility to look after the utilities and so on, and those who have a responsibility to lead the cleanup efforts after, and those who have the responsibility to make the calls that allow us to know where we are and to make sense of where we are as the storm, as we ride out the storm. But also to say that the brothers and sisters in the neighboring countries who it appears now in St. Lucia and St. Vincent and the Grenadines were more severely affected than us, to empathize with them as well and to wish them well. The impact of a storm is always do you get a sense that it has a dispiriting sort of impact, you know? That again, especially for those people who've lived through storms before, and so it is good in times like these that we have the Matt Peltiers and we have the radio people, the television people who keep the nation company, provide information and make it easier for us to ride this through. We are in a safer place now than we were yesterday. Thank God for that. As we look ahead, this is the independence season. I'm one of those who constantly advocate for us to look out for each other, for us to, especially in times like these, just be calm, be smart, be safe, and stay safe all the time.
The Portsmouth Town Council has called together stakeholders within the town to form the Portsmouth Festivals Committee and tasked it with the management of festivals and events, including Carnival in the town of Portsmouth. The Portsmouth Festivals Committee will be a partnership between the council and the community, with officials of the organization coming from the town council and the wider community. And the head of the Plant Protection and Quarantine Division of the Ministry of Agriculture, Joseph Blandford, says pesticide use is necessary and is here to stay for a very long time. Blandford gave an example of the effectiveness of pesticides when used properly against weeds.
With the challenges that I've been experiencing in terms of agriculture production on a whole, I would say that inevitable pesticides are here with us, and it's going to be with us for a very long time. Let us look at the issue of weed control. Weed control is the single most expensive activity that is taking place in any agriculture production system. You have various types of weeds which are can be very, very challenging to control. We have weeds that are very persistent, things like your knot grass, zebgua, or what we call zebgua. We have also paragrass. We have a number of weeds which are extremely difficult to control. We also are aware of the challenges that farmers experience in attracting farm labor to assist with the control of those weeds. So inevitable farmers will look for alternatives to address his problem in terms of controlling weeds. There are various products that are on the market currently for control of weeds. We have concerns with regards to the use of those products, how they are used, the frequency of use of those particular products, and also practicing good weed management system that will mitigate against the need for too frequent a use of any one of the products. For example, if you have a problem with weeds, we would always recommend that the weeds are being controlled before they produce seeds. Once you do that, you are on the way of putting that weed problem under control. Once that weed comes into seed, that seeds mature, they drop, you have another generation of weeds to control.
Trinidad and Tobago's deadline for passing U.S. tax legislation looms as politicians continue to play games. The deadline for Trinidad and Tobago to become a signatory to the U.S. Foreign Account Tax Compliance Act, FATCA, is September 30. The law enacted by the U.S. Congress in 2010 strives to ensure U.S. citizens and residents with financial assets outside of the country are paying taxes. The legislation gives U.S. banks the power to withhold a portion, up to 30% of payments made to foreign financial institutions that do not agree to release information on their customers who have U.S. accounts. In fact, they can even refuse to do business with them altogether. And at least three people are reported to have been killed and more than 100 injured, many of them critically, after a commuter train crashed into a railway station in the U.S. state of New Jersey. The train reportedly went through ticket barriers and into the reception area of Hoboken Station. Images show extensive damage to the train carriages and station, with part of the building roof caved in. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of the headlines. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrett advises all employees to return to work today. Trinidad and Tobago's deadline for passing U.S. tax legislation looms. And at least three people reportedly killed and 100 plus injured in Hoboken, New Jersey train station crash. The news has brought you compliments, Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.